I'm at it again, thinking deeply about the things of the spirit and where we all are right now and what is the normal Christian life. And of course, my hand has tripped over a book by a man called William Law, written in the 1700s. And there it all is, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He emphasises about the vine and the place of abiding and fruitfulness. Only one life to be lived, his through you. And as I think about it and meditate upon it and see, if you like, the gap between that and what I see in Christianity today, I just have to come to the conclusion that it was ever thus. From the days of the early disciples, there have been none like those early disciples who were prepared, or very few, let me correct that statement, to actually go fully to the cross for Jesus, whether they literally did it and were martyred for him, or whether that cross was an inward working in order that the fruit of the Spirit, the life of Jesus, could come through. There is so little of it in our Western Christianity, where it's all name it, claim it, grab it, blab it, and what's in it for me. It's so far distant from the gospel that Jesus came to give us. New life for old, he said. Give me all that old rubbish and I'll give you new life. But that new life is rooted in me, because I am the vine and you are the branches. And unless you abide in me, you can't bear anything at all. The whole message, the abiding message, the obedience message, the will of God, not your will or my will, is so foreign to us. But reading this book is like manna from heaven to me, because it's confirming what my spirit is saying. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my being's ransom powers. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my days and all my hours. How's it working out for you?